This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I worked at a company where we made comedy bits and comedy songs, pieces like that for radio DJs across the U.S. and Canada. I did that for 24 years. It was a fabulous job. I basically got paid to be silly for a living.
That's Joel Perry, who recently returned to his hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina. He's a comedian, an author, and a playwright.
I am the author of the play that is now at Theater Now. It's called Azalea Festival Queen by Joel Perry. That's me.
It's a comedy.
It's a ridiculous, over-the-top comedy. It's based on a short story that I wrote that was published in my second book, That's Why They're in Cages, People, that had to do with my birthplace of Wilmington, North Carolina, and it was all around the Azalea Festival. Now, since that was several years ago, I was still living in Los Angeles. Now that I'm here, I thought, well, this would be a good show to put up or a good story to create a show from. So that's what I did. Zach Hanner, who runs Theater Now, looked at it and went, okay, we got to do this. And we got to do it during Azalea Festival, which was as my cunning plan. So it's up now and during the Azalea Festival. So who could ask for anything more?
Could you tell me about the story first?
Sure. It's about the Jonathan family. They owned a lot of land outside of Burgaw. They were looked down upon by their family because they were just little lousy dirt farmers. Then they sell their property to some real estate investors. Suddenly they're rich. So they come to the glittering metropolis of Wilmington, North Carolina, where they are rabid to get into society. And they come up with the idea that if they can purchase the title of Azalea Queen for their daughter, that will gain them entree into all that Wilmington has to offer. All the elite people, all the elite homes. It does not go well.
But there's a happy ending.
Oh, yes. Of course there's a happy ending. It's a comedy, for goodness sake. What I love about it is when we do get to the happy ending, frequently people will applaud in the middle of it. That's great.
Joel doesn't write comedy just for fun. He believes in the power of comedy.
In a time when we are so assaulted by news, what is news? What isn't news? What are we on the verge of? It's a very trying time. And I happen to believe that if you can make someone laugh, if you can make someone smile, it takes them out of the anxiety of life for just a moment. And it's like being able to take a little deep breath so that you can start again. I happen to believe in the healing properties of comedy. When I was writing for radio, doing the comedy for radio, one of my coworkers always used to say, I'm Robert Morgan Fisher. I write comedy and save lives. I used to think that was a joke, but I've decided to take that on because this is what I believe. If you can make someone smile, that it's quantum. It radiates outward. It changes that person's demeanor, and they will go out and be a better person and surprise the next person that they meet because they were nicer. And so that person is inspired to be nicer. And it goes on, and it goes on. Maybe that's Pollyanna, but I believe that.
Joel Perry's new comic play, Azalea Festival Queen, runs through April 28th at Theater Now on Friday and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.